Unit 7, page 37. Listen to the radio program.
It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Teen's Corner. Today's show is about money and how to handle it. We are talking with Adam Smith, who works as a financial planner and investment advisor and talks to kids all over the country about money. Good afternoon, Adam.
Hi to all our listeners, both young and old. You know, Howard, most kids know that money can get them a lot of the things that they want and need, but few know how to save and invest the money that they have. When a financially unsophisticated kid gets hold of some money, he or she usually spends it quite quickly. That's because they want things and are willing to give up their money to get the things immediately.
Sure, kids usually have a list of things that they want. And as soon as they get their hands on some money, they are on their way to the store.
That's true. Now, every financially sophisticated person, even a kid, knows that you don't have to spend every dollar you get right away. You can save it and make it grow into more dollars. With more dollars, you can buy more things, or you can keep investing the dollars and make them grow into even more dollars. Of course, the same is true of every currency, such as euros, francs, yens, and shekels. I hope that after today's program, you'll have a better understanding of why you should invest at least some of your money.
Well, why should you invest some of your money?
There are two main reasons to invest money. The first reason is to achieve your financial goals. That means to be able to have money for things you will want in the future. Everyone can grasp this idea. It means putting off some gratification now to get more satisfaction in the future.
Sure, I understand that, even though I can't always do it. It's hard to put off getting things you want.
Of course it is. Being able to wait is a sign of maturity, right? But let me tell you the second reason that it's important to invest, and that is to keep ahead of inflation.
Okay. Now I think you had better explain exactly what inflation is.
Sure. Inflation causes the value of things to fall and the price of things to rise. That means that as time goes by, you have to pay more for everything. Inflation happens slowly, and sometimes you hardly notice it. But if you don't invest your money, it loses its value over time. That means that in a year, you will be able to buy less with your money than you can buy today. That's why it's not a good idea to keep your money in a piggy bank or under your mattress, because it loses its value just sitting there.
So, how does investing protect me from inflation?
When you invest your money, it is working for you. You are letting it grow, so you will have more money in the future. Of course, you must invest carefully so you don't lose your money.
Okay, so if I invest some of my money today, and I am cautious about which investments I choose, then in the future I will have more money?
Exactly. That way, you'll be able to afford things you want to buy next year or in 10 years' time. For example, you'll be able to purchase a car, or pay for university tuition, or put a down payment on a home of your own.
I don't think most kids can think that far into the future.
Well, that's why I suggest investing only part of your money. I understand that everyone has expenses and needs some money on a daily basis. So let's say you should probably save at least 10% of your money, and these savings should be invested wisely.
How will I know what a good investment is? I don't know anything about the stock market.
I'm glad you brought that up. The stock market is the last place you should invest your money. Forget the stock market. The stock market is like a casino. There are plenty of safe ways to invest your money and ensure that it will grow. We'll talk about secure investments next time. Meanwhile, kids, save some money so you'll be able to make an investment soon.
Thanks for talking to us today.
I always enjoy Teen's Corner.